you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, December 26th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We're starting with markets. NVIDIA stock is up about 2% today. Investors are responding to news that the chipmaker had struck a licensing deal with chip startup Groq, as we told you about this morning. This year, NVIDIA shares are up more than 35%. Meanwhile, shares of Coupang, South Korea's e-commerce rival to Amazon, are up nearly 8% today after skidding in recent weeks. The company experienced a massive cybersecurity breach earlier this year, affecting up to 34 million user accounts. But according to media reports, the customer information leaked has been deleted by the suspect. Indian information technology company Coforge announced today that it'll buy the AI software firm Encora for $2.35 billion in stock. Encora shareholders will hold roughly a fifth of the IT company's expanded share capital upon the deal's closing. Coforge said Encora would help expand its business in the West and Midwest, as well as scale its capabilities in Latin America. And Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix stand to benefit from the memory supercycle, which will probably last until at least 2027. That's according to a research report by Nomura analysts. They say demand for DRAM, or dynamic random access memory, is expected to be robust next year due to AI and non-AI servers, and that'll result in memory clients starting proactive purchases. And that's it for your TMB Tech Minutes. We'll have another quick tech update Monday morning.